Oh my God, I do not have to tell you how big this game is. Who's playing the best football right now? Tampa Bay Buccaneers are looking good, especially after last week's game. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been sliding. Still a very talented team. A lot is at stake. This is Bucs Kickoff Podcast. You talk about a meaningful game in December, Christmas Eve, Raymond James Stadium, 4:05 start. Buccaneers feeling good. Jaguars hoping to get that mojo back. This is Bucs Kickoff Podcast on the biggest, baddest, badass, best informational Buccaneer website in the world, joebucksfan.com. My name is Rock Riley. And Christmas time, a great time to pick up a new or used vehicle. You got to go to Bill Curry Ford, and they have got the deal of the year. Yes, an incredible deal. It's exclusive. On joebucksfan.com, go to billcurryford.com. You want to know this exclusive deal right now at Bill Curry Ford Tampa? 0% financing for 72 months on new 2023 Ford 150s. Again, 0% financing. You cannot find that anywhere for 72 months on new 2023 Ford 150s. Only at Bill Curry Ford. You will not find this anywhere. Bill Curry Ford Tampa is located a half mile north of Raymond James Stadium. Go to their website. All the information is there. BillCurryFord.com. That's how you want to try to get a hold of GM Sean Sullivan, the man. He's got a great podcast, too, by the way. Big Joe Bucs fan. Big football fan. GM Sean Sullivan will be at the dealership at Bill Curry Ford night and day to pass on the Joe Bucs fan discount. And Sean Sullivan will guide you personally. Sean Sullivan, BillCurryFord.com. Exclusive deal, JoeBucsFan.com, BillCurryFord.com. Merry Christmas to all of you. All right, the Buccaneers host the Jacksonville Jaguars on Christmas Eve. Buccaneers coming off the three-game winning streak. Jaguars are on a three-game losing streak. They lost to the Ravens last week, and it wasn't close, 23-7. Trevor Lawrence went into concussion protocol. He ended up practicing on Friday. Their backup quarterback is C.J. Beathard, 2-10 as a starter. 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But you know what? It was really, I watched that game. They're still a talented team, but it was the mistakes. You know, when you're not playing good football, it kind of snowballs, and that's really where they are. The last two games, Trevor Lawrence, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 60% completion rate. He was looking good until he went down, hit his head, didn't say anything, but you can see the play where he went down, and after that, he was something like 4 out of 14. The Jaguars on defense, they are not sacking quarterbacks. They are getting pressure, but they're just not getting quarterbacks down. They're bottom 5 in the NFL in getting sacks. Now, look at this. The Jacksonville Jaguars, in losses to the Bengals, it was a missed kick. Blown coverages. In the loss to the Cleveland Browns, it was turnovers. And last week against the Ravens, it was all three. It just was. Now, look, I'm telling you what. It isn't, when you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, it isn't like, oh, they, you know what? They're really bad right now. No. They're still good. They're talented. They've got pieces. They have a good head coach who won a Super Bowl. The Jaguars were 8-3 at one point. 8-3 is no fluke. Peterson said after the game, they're doing good things, but it's the negatives that are maximized. You know, all right, let's go over on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side. And I am going to give you my under the rock, what I have seen and heard inside one buck. And for me, everything turned on Thursday. I just go by feel. I go by vibe. I will explain. But the Buccaneers with their best performance offensively by far this season. 34 points they hung on Green Bay in Lambeau Field. Bucs beat the Packers 34-20. Baker was a season-high 381 passing yards and 4 touchdowns. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now going for their third straight NFC title. No one, by the way, no one on the Buccaneers is ruled out for this game. Todd Bowles said on Friday, maybe one is a game time decision, but they are good to go. This is as healthy as they have ever been. The Buccaneer offense, which has really, you know, come on, let's face it. They haven't been world beaters. Well, they put up 29 points 2 weeks ago, 34 points last week. I will say this. Baker Mayfield was also sacked 5 times versus the Packers. But again, Jaguars have not been able to sack opposing quarterbacks, but they do get pressure. The Bucs were 3-1, then started that slide. They got to 4-7. So many of you calling for Todd Bowles. So many of you saying, oh, Baker Mayfield is Baker Mayfield. The defense, what happened to the defense? It was looking bad. And then the wins start coming. Boom, boom, boom. And finally the breakout game in Green Bay last week. Here's what I want to know. And this is how I looked at it this week. I watched that game just like you. I was like, wow. He's hitting all the different receivers. He's on. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield, the offensive line, pass blocking, decent. Although even though Baker was sacked 5 times, but the run blocking and Rashad White is really coming along. The play calling has gotten a lot better. All right, who is this team? But I wasn't sold yet on, you know, hold on. It was 3-1, and they were getting a lot of love, and now they're, you know, they're on the winning streak and getting a lot of love, especially Baker Mayfield nationally. So I go to the facility on Wednesday, and, yeah, you know, a little upbeat. You know what? Why don't I do my Under the Rock right now? Let me give you my behind the scenes right now as we get into this bad boy. It is a walkthrough Thursday practice, so you can't judge too much on what you're seeing on a Wednesday. It's walkthrough Wednesday. They don't do it. They walk through. That's it. The locker room was upbeat. There was no chess playing anymore. It wasn't even in a card game. A lot of the players were getting treatment. On Wednesday now, they've made our availability when we come to do interviews, to go inside the locker room. The last couple of weeks is a little early, almost an hour earlier, 45 minutes earlier. So, you know, the players, they're on a schedule. A lot of them are getting treatment. So there wasn't a lot of players around. And I just noticing the schedule up on the board. It's actually on a screen, you know, mandatory lifting at 6 o'clock. They have a masseuse come in at a certain time, you know, taking care of their bodies. But again, looking around, you don't see too many with any kind of wraps or things. Like, it hit me like, wow, the Bucs are pretty darn healthy right now. Okay. And then on Wednesday, this was the whole Devin White. It's the first time that, are we going to hear from Devin White? What's the deal with Devin White? All of a sudden he was deactivated. You know the deal if you're a Buccaneer fan. He was deactivated right before the game in Green Bay. And there's been a lot of confusion on exactly what has happened, why, you know, was he, you know, the injury report, not he cleared practice both days. And, you know, Richard Sherman, who used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's got a podcast and he said, according to his sources, and I don't think that he would actually, you know, make up anything, that he was under the impression that, you know, Devin White was told KJ Britt's going to start. I'm not a rotational player. You know, I'm a starter. And he got mad and said, I'm not going to play. Well, Todd Bowles disputes that. So I was kidding around with some other guys in the locker room. What's the over-under that Devin White is going to talk? Forget it. When we came in, I saw him in his locker and then he went out the door. But in a little bit, here he comes walking over to us. And I thought, that's a smart move. If you want your message out, then tell us. Whether or not we're going to believe you is up to us, but tell it. And I asked him, because I knew he said he was unhappy with some reports in the media and it was being misconstrued, the whole thing. So I said, well, are you ready to clear the air? Clear the air. What are you unhappy about? And he basically said, it looked like I quit on my team. I never would quit on my team. I love football too much. I like these all my teammates here this much. I would never do that. My ankle was not, I just didn't feel like it was ready to go. Something that he told one of the Joes in the locker room. If you've been reading JoeBucksFan.com, he spoke one-on-one with one of the Joes, and he told Joe, no, it was my foot. My foot wasn't ready to go. Okay. All right. Now, there's a lot to this. The guy wants a lot of money. He doesn't, if he's at maybe 75%, he knows KJ Britt's starting. He's going to be in a rotational situation, and he wants another week on that because he wants to show out to get money. If it ain't here, it's going to be somewhere, right? So I think there's something to that. But the bottom line, and then I said, what about Bowles? Are you in Bowles? And he just cut me right off and said, he's a father figure to me. When his father died, what Bowles was around for him, he goes over Bowles' house. Bowles and his wife invite him over. He is a father figure to me. I have the utmost respect. Bowles always said he never had a problem. But anyway, he kind of cleared the air. The way I look at it, then Casey Rogers, who on Thursday is the defensive line coach and the run game coordinator, he basically spilled the beans and said, it's going to be a rotational basis. This is what we're doing. It's working for us. And it looks like this is what we're going to do. KJ Britt is in base coverage. Devin White is in nickel coverage. He said, hey, D-line, we rotate in and out all the time. Some guys are better at stuffing the run. Some guys are better getting to the quarterback. Some guys are better at this. It also keeps everybody fresh. That's what we do in the D-line. Why would we not do that at the linebacker spot with KJ Britt and Devin White? Here's how I look at it. I think Devin White, between you and me, I think he's been somewhat humbled. He thought that there would be him and Levante David. I've seen him come out of the locker room and he said it. We're the two best linebackers in the game right here. Two best linebackers in the game, him and Levante David. You know, you got to have that mindset. If you're good, you think you're that good. I got no problem with that. I remember one time years and years and years ago, we were at a Warren Sapp press conference. Somebody asked Warren Sapp a question, said, you know what? We talked with Derek Brooks. Derek said, you know what Warren said, his answer? Well, you talked to Brooks? Whatever he said, go with that. Like, they believed they were the best duo on a defense right there. They came in at the same time. They believed that. So, you know what? That's fine. You believe that. You didn't. I don't think Devin White ever thought that KJ Britt would be doing as good as he is. And he said, I'm supporting him. He's been a special teams guy. He's waited his time. He's deserved it. He's a different type of a player, but he now has seen like, wow, there's a guy that is taking my spot and there's a guy who's been doing good. That might benefit him when he gets in. He's going to ball out because do you remember when Warren Sapp called him out and said he's loafing? And that's the worst thing you can say to a player, man, that you're loafing. Oh, that's ooh. And he had the video. And I remember Devin White addressing that same spot, the middle of the locker room, was right there. And he started playing a lot better after that. He wasn't loafing after that. You remember that? I think the same thing. I think he is going to show out and really hustle and play better. That's what I believe. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll be lax and maybe he won't be any good. I think he will because he even said, man, I ain't never been like benched, you know? Same thing happened with and I was there for that when Ryan Fitzpatrick took, you know, he took the job from Jameis. And Jameis lost his starting job because Jameis was charged with grouping the Uber driver and was suspended. And when he came back, he didn't have a starting job and he was moping around. He's like, I've never been a bench warmer. Same thing with Devin White. But now KJ Britt's done his better than you. So I think it could actually be a benefit. Thursday, my under the rock, a little bit more upbeat, beautiful day. One of the equipment guys, little guy, was dressed as Santa Claus. They were upbeat. They were upbeat on the practice squad at practice field. You could feel it. 85-year-old Tom Moore. If you don't know who Tom Moore is, Tom Moore coached the greats, including Peyton Manning. He was an offensive coordinator, QB's coach, Tom Moore, 85 years old. He's out there working one-on-one on Thursday's practice with number one, Rashad White. Not only, and you can tell, he's going over, he's talking to him, he's motioning, he's doing all this, telling him, showing him steps, what to do, where to go in certain situations. And then Tom Moore gets back on the other side and he plays like he's a linebacker. Yeah. 85 years old. One-on-one. It was looked like it was coming out of the backfield, going to run routes, pass catching, different ways to hit the hole. One-on-one tutoring. I had not seen that all year. And then Chase Edmonds comes over. Same thing with Tom Moore. That was the one thing that was a little bit different. Same thing when the quarterbacks, they had the pep in the step, a little bit of zip on that ball. They go from one field to the other. It's a sprint. Canales is always sprinting. Same thing with even Kyle Trask. Baker Mayfield really doesn't sprint. He doesn't want to make sure he's not, you know, I get that. But overall, upbeat. And then when I got in the locker room, I could feel it. I could feel it. A confidence, not cockiness, respect for the Jacksonville Jaguars, knowing the game plan, knowing their game plan, everybody being on the same page, three-game winning streak, chance to win the NFC South, playing meaningful football here at Christmas time. It's also the holiday time. It's good. Also, we got in there, it smelled nice. And it's a locker room. Tristan Wirfs ran around, he walked by us, come from the locker room. He's like, well, somebody smelling, burning a candle in here? I don't know what it was. But my overall impression was, like, it was just, and maybe because we came out of the interview session where Dave Canales talks on Thursday. And he was asked, you know, Todd Bowles took a chance on you. You had no experience as a play caller, as an offensive coordinator. You know, he was a QB's coach in Seattle. He had gotten passed over. The last time he thought, damn, I got to train another guy. It should be my time. There was a whole bunch of interviews, like 10 interviews for this offensive coordinator job. He gets the gig. And I had said to Bowles, you hired a guy and had no experience. That's unheard of. He's like, well, he had energy. You got to, you know, he blew him away in the interview. And he's been behind him. And offensive coordinator Dave Canales kept telling us, he's like, you know, when things were going bad, he gives away way more than any coach does on the podium or in interviews with media. He's like, he actually started when they were 4-7. He was actually questioning himself. Do I have it? Maybe I don't have it. That's what he was telling me. And Nick Rapone, who was one of the Buccaneer assistant coaches, came over to him and said, hey, years ago, I was defensive coordinator. I was calling these plays. We were 1-13. Next year, I kept the same plays. We were 13-1. Don't change. If you believe in what you're doing, don't change. And Canales told us, he goes, wow, I remember it like it was yesterday. We're 4-7. We're out on the practice field. It was near a special teams drill. And he's like, wow, for a veteran, an older coach like that to have confidence in me, Bowles has stayed the course, has confidence in him. Now you can see he's experienced. And then when he was asked, well, Bowles took the chance on you, and he started choking up, man. He was crying. He was trying to catch himself because he was on camera. He was in the media room. And he's like, I just want to make him proud. Now, I get it. I've had a couple people on my social media. Oh, save the tears. What have you done? The season isn't over and this thing. You're always going to get that. But I don't know, man. I just got this feeling being in the building that they have believed the whole time. And the Devin White thing being a distraction, sure. Sure it has. There's no way it can't be. Canales even said to us, he's like, we try to keep, Bowles keeps telling them, I guess, every week, we make our own narrative. Don't listen to the narrative that's out there. A lot of all the years I've covered the NFL, they all pretty much say that. We're together. It's in our house. We don't listen to the outside noise. I've heard that forever. But Canales admitted, you can't help it. They see it. They hear it. They know. They know what's being said. They knew. Bowles on the hot seat. Oh, my God. I just moved my family from Seattle. We got little kids in school. Everybody's liking it here. What's going to happen? Like, all that's true. But there's been no wavering. And now these younger guys, especially on defense, are stepping up. They're no longer, now they're able to react instead of having to think. The offensive line is playing like a cohesive unit. A lot better. Look, it's not the greatest offensive line. I'm not here being a homer. I'm just telling you what they tell us, picking and choosing what's player speak, coach speak, and what's real. But you can see it. You can see it. And then there was Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield, it was funny. We're standing in the locker room, and I look over and I see a little trophy, but I've never seen a trophy like that. It's a trophy in his locker. It's got a little orange football, and it looks like it's got like almost like a little rocket ship type thing on top of it. And one of the younger reporters says to me, "Oh, that's the MVP trophy that Baker's got." So what the hell is the MVP? I don't know. I don't watch Nickelodeon. And this younger reporter watches Nickelodeon. And I said, I thought that was like once a year during Super Bowl, they do that whole thing with the slime. And he goes, no, now Nickelodeon has done it once a week. Baker must be the MVP. And he got it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then sure enough, later that day, I saw the video. Baker was out there. I thought he was going to get slimed. I guess Mike Evans had also been a Nickelodeon MVP. I didn't know this. And you get slimed, or you can, you know, put the slime over the thing, da 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 da. But the whole point of it is Baker Mayfield was getting and is getting a lot of publicity, a lot of love nationally, you know. And that's what I asked him. How is this different? How are you? And it was more about the team, but he thought I was mentioning, you know, with him. And he is one play at a time, one guy at a time. He is tough as hell. He's also, when he walks by you, like, look, I'm 5'10". I'm not a big guy. He is 6'1". And I looked it up in the combine. He's 6'1" and change. But he's stocky. He's very stocky, strong. He's strong. And he's not as, you know, oh, he can't see over the line. Oh, he's Kyler Murray. No, he's not. He's not that little. He's not. He's taller than you think. But he is what he is. You know, he's not the 6'4", 6'5" prototype. He loves it here. He had his foundation thing with kids and his wife. And he couldn't be happier. The team believes in him. The offense really believes in him. You ask anything. Tristan Wirfs was really good on Thursday. He was like, you know what? I've been telling everybody, he's a dog. When we were going bad, and when we were, this is Tristan Wirfs, when we were 4-7, I was getting things on Twitter. Oh, so you're going to be looking for a new quarterback next year. And he's like, what are you talking about? I got Bake. He's a dog. And I said, were you surprised at his record-setting performance? What he was doing, like, what was that like in the huddle? Could you feel it? And Tristan Wirfs looked right at me. He's like, half the plays I can't see. I'm blocking. I'm down. I don't see downfield. And it was Baker's Baker. Baker has been like that after an interception, after a fumble, after a touchdown, after a long drive. That's a good quality to have. So we shall see. I'm not going to be here on this Bucks Kickoff podcast today on whether or not he's going to get a long-term deal, how much, are they going to go in the draft. I'm focused on this game. But what I am telling you is, they have a nice confidence. I can feel it. And I hope to hell it's going to translate into Sunday to 4 o'clock, 4:05 here. Because there's been times this year, you've heard it, where Bowles has said, we practice really good, but it hasn't transferred over to game day. Well, they're winning 3 games in a row. They're doing a lot of good things. Let's see. All right, let me get back to let me go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, you might not be following them real closely, you know, but where they are, again, they cannot afford another loss. Their record is better, a little bit better, but where they are in the AFC, it's a big game. Big game. Doug Peterson, Jags head coach, what's he saying? He wants to get the running game going. The O-line, the injuries have been able, they haven't been able to play as a unit. That's another thing I was really thinking about. Like, honestly, look at the Buccaneers. They've been pretty damn healthy, other than Vita Vea. Godwin, he's out a game or so, but he's played hurt. Godwin's playing really good right now. Evans is fine. He had the hamstring early in here. He's fine. The offensive line has been healthy. It really has. Baker Mayfield, he's been healthy. Hell, when they had the GOAT, did the GOAT ever come out, Brady? How many NFL teams the last, what, 4 years, 3 years, four, have not really had to use a backup quarterback? Number two, how often? Go look around the league. The Buccaneers have been very, very, very fortunate. And in this game, nobody has been ruled out. But anyway, now getting back to Doug Peterson, that's what he was talking about, the O-line, the injuries, and that's why they haven't been able to play as a unit. So much is timing. You got to get in the rhythm. Well, the Bucs have been doing that. No excuse for not finishing, though. No excuse for not sustaining blocks. And he did say, when you're not able to run, it takes away from play action, movement, and the screen game. I think that's one of the biggest factors why the Buccaneers are going for their fourth win in a row, is because they've been able to start running. They're running this football. I go back to Brady. Brady kept saying it was a pass. He came out as a passathon. When it's a passathon, it's impossible. The defense knows what you're doing. These NFL defenses, if they know it's just a passathon, you're screwed. And that's what it was for so many weeks for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not the case right now. Jacksonville Jaguars last week, 0 for 3 in the red zone versus the Ravens. It's strange. This is a week-to-week. That's what I'm saying. This is a week-to-week league. Last week, Jacksonville, 0 for 3 in the red zone. 2 weeks before, the Jaguars were 7 for 7. Turnovers in the red zone were killers. Peterson, doesn't have to be pretty to win. Just win. Everyone do your job. Somewhere, somebody, make a play. One more thing from Doug Peterson, Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. You got to feel a sense of urgency. You don't ever want to be desperate. That's what he told the team. We're not desperate, but it's got to be urgent. Okay? You got to feel like you want it. Well, how does that sound? That was what I had brought up for Bowles. Hadn't been urgent. Hadn't seen a sense of urgency. I'm seeing it now. Last week, that Buccaneers-Packers game was just a thing of beauty. Baker Mayfield, okay, early fumble on his own 4, the strip sack. That was really the only mistake he made. That's the thing, too. I like his mentality, man, where that was killer. Right at the beginning of the game, man, boom, boom. Does not upset, you know, he's pissed, but it doesn't flounder, it doesn't upset him where it's going to upset him in his next play, his next series. 381 yards, 4 touchdowns, and as he said after the game, you come in with one job in mind, you find a way to win. 22 of 28, perfect passer rating of 158.3. 19 yards, the touchdown passes, 19 to Mike Evans, 26 yards, Rashad White, 2 yards, Co-Keeft, first touchdown of the season. He did the Gronk celebration. 52 yards, David Moore. David Moore, don't ever do that again once you're close to that goal line. Hold on to that pigskin. Don't be doing that. That about drove Canales and Bowles. Oh, but my point is, Evans, White, Co-Keeft, David Moore. Mayfield started the game. They started good. The urgency on point. 7 completions in a row. Second half, Mayfield with touchdown passes on the Bucs' first 3 possessions. Boom, touchdown. Boom, touchdown. Boom, touchdown. Bucks rushed for 99. Rashad White, 21. 89, what was he? 4.2 yards per carry. Chase Edmonds, not as much. You need to spell him a little bit. You don't want him burned out for the playoffs if they get there. Todd Bowles, after the game on Baker, he's done everything. He's checked all the boxes. He's doing all the right things now. I can't say enough about him. On Wednesday, I tried to pin Bowles down. Coach, I know you focused on this game. What Baker has done, he is only on a one-year deal. Do you want him to sign an extension? Do you want him as your starting quarterback next year? And Bowles goes, I'm concentrating on Jacksonville. But I let, and then he does end, but I do like what he's doing. So he's not going to make any kind of commitment. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after the game last week, here's his quote. They whooped us in every way. Outcoached us, outplayed us. It's disappointing. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry, who was here, I believe it was under Gruden, but I remember Joe Barry. I always liked him. Oh my God, is he on the hot seat? Godwin, 10 catches, 155. Evans, 4 catches, 57 yards, 1 tutty. Rashad White, 2 catches, 50 yards, 1 touchdown. Chris Godwin, the last two games, has been targeted. Mariah Godwin went off. Huh. Was there something psychological about that? Now, Canales says no. Buccaneers say no. It's what the defense was giving them. They're trying to take away Evans. Godwin, you're moving him in the slot a little bit. Had nothing to do with Mariah Godwin. All right, let me give you some matchups here on Bucks Kickoff Podcast. I am pumped up for this game. God, I hope they don't let me down. I don't know what it was. What was it? Canales crying? Was it how it smelled in the locker? I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. But I'm feeling like they're gonna play. They're gonna continue this. This has not been a fluke. Anyway, let me give you a couple of matchups. Tristan Wirfs against Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a beast. He has 4 multi-sack games. Career highs in quarterback pressures. Career highs in hurries. Career highs in quarterback hits. And Wirfs was like, you could see it. I always look at their eyes. You know, you can tell whether they're just giving a speak, and he was just like, this guy, this is going to be one of his biggest matchups. And Josh Allen, Tristan Wirfs, he heals quick. He had that ankle injury a couple of weeks back. Watched him. He seems like he is good to go. Mike Evans against Darius Williams. That's a matchup to watch. Darius Williams, 4 picks, leads the Jaguars, 4th in the NFL. Really good when they go to zone. Okay, watch out for that. Evans this year has been deeper. He's been getting more yak, which is surprising to me as he's gotten older. He's actually done better at that. Go look at the numbers. He is 4th in all of the NFL on more than 20 yards per catch. He's 11th. He's got 11 touchdowns. He's 2nd in all of the NFL. He's already got over 1,000 yards. The thing is 1,077. 16.3 yards per catch for him. That's only 2nd behind Tyreek Hill for the touchdowns. So Mike Evans, you know, usually it's been Godwin. It's been Godwin. Maybe Mike Evans. He's getting his touchdowns. So that's something to watch against Darius Williams. Yaya Diaby, 2nd on the Bucs in sacks with 5. Good against the run, too. Built like a brick, you know what, and is now no longer a rookie. We're list late in the season. Watch him going up against Anton Harrison. Anton Harrison was their first-round pick, 27th overall. They put him right in the mix, started 14 games, more than held his own. I think that's going to be kind of a fun matchup to watch. And then, of course, always the basics, you know, Baker Mayfield and things like that. All right, Buccaneers defense doesn't get talked about enough, but it does here on Bucks Kickoff Podcast. Okay? Bucks, another matchup for me. The Bucks D against the Jaguars weapons. You got wide receiver Calvin Ridley, tight end Evan Ingram, and running back Travis Etienne. Travis Etienne is good. 837 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's got 48 catches, 411 yards on 1 touchdown. And, you know, they don't have Christian Kirk, their leading wide receiver. He's on IR. So it's Ridley, it's Ingram, and it's Travis Etienne. KJ Britt, he has made the right decisions. He has. Bowles says he's come a long way. They always knew he's a physical player, strong, but he's making the right decisions. He has been ready. It's one of those things where you got to be prepared if you get that opportunity. Anytime you get an opportunity, you got to take that opportunity and run, but you got to be prepared. And he's done his work. He and Lavonte David, and now Devin White is healthy. And Devin White, all that negative publicity. Devin White, he did have a good point. He's like, man, you guys, you know, Baker had a hell of a game last week. We had a big win in Green Bay, and you were talking about Devin White. It ain't right. Well, you brought it on yourself, and your cryptic messages on Instagram and demanding a trade and all this stuff and da 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 da. If you're pissed off, and KJ Britt now is taking your job, and you're going to get in there rotationally, then ball out, ball out. That's what Bruce Arians told us at his golf tournament. Ira and I are over there talking to Bruce, and he said, "What about Devin White? He wants all the money." And he's like, "If he balls out, he's going to get his money. Come play and ball out. If you don't get it here, you get it somewhere. You ball out, they'll pay you." So that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see from that linebacking crew in this game. Buccaneer defense, 40 sacks, 11th in the NFL. However, 18th in sacks per pass play. They need Diaby. They need Shaq Barrett coming off the edge. Need a big game. Need a big game from Shaq Barrett in this one. They're fine when they blitz. Winfield Jr. and Lavonte David, but you can't blitz all the time. I want to see Shaq Barrett and Diaby have a big one in this bad boy here at Ray J. Jaguars defense, their pass rusher, Josh Allen. I think he's got 13 and a half. As a team, the Jags have 30 sacks. That's not that good. And Trevon Walker has 6. So it's one of those things. Is this going to continue? Are the Jaguars going to be making mistakes and they're going to be now like 4 losses in a row, you know? Or the Buccaneers going to keep this mentality? See, even if, I'll tell you guys, you know this. I don't want the Bucs to hear this. If they lose this game, they still are in a playoff. They still have a playoff shot. But you don't want to go in with that mentality. What did Bowles say? Here's what Bowles said. We have to win out since we played Carolina. In other words, this has been our mindset. We have to win out. It's been this way since we played Carolina. That's our mindset this week against a good Jacksonville Jaguars team. Well, I hope that they listen, and I hope that they do that. All right, how am I doing on time? I'm still fired up. I'm going on. Baker Mayfield. Last week in Green Bay. 381, 4 touchdowns. Boy, that sounds good. First visiting quarterback ever. That's what Brett Favre. That's what Aaron Rodgers. First visiting. Well, I correct myself. First visiting quarterback ever. Bottom line, perfect passer rating. Okay? 158.3. Baker 4 TDs, 4 different receivers. Spreading it around. Hit the open man. That's what I think is huge. Godwin, best game of the season. 10 catches, 155, ever since Mariah, his wife, went off. Evans, 4 for 57, 1 touchdown. Cade Otton, 2 for 50 yards. David Moore, 68 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. Also Trey Palmer, also Rashad White. Rashad White, third best running back in the NFL in all-purpose yards. Continue this. Over 100 yards from scrimmage. Rashad White in 4 consecutive games. Rashad White back-to-back games of TD catches of 25 yards or more. So Baker Mayfield on the year now. 24 touchdowns 8 picks, and he has stayed healthy. Doug Peterson this week. Hey, what are you seeing from Baker Mayfield? Doug Peterson, quote, he's getting better as the season goes on. He's getting the ball out extremely fast. That slows down the pass rush. He's trusting his guys. He isn't turning the ball over. No, in the big picture, he's not, although I believe it's the last four or is it five games that he's had one turnover. It's one. It's not, you know, a lot like Jameis, but, you know, he turns it over a little bit. Baker Mayfield, no room for error at this point. Do the little things right. You don't have to do anything special. If you do the little things, do them right. And I there you go. Why don't we, as we look at the NFC South, why don't we kind of leave on that? The Bucs at top. Oh, my God, the Saints. Oh, that Thursday night game. The Falcons. There's a chance. The Falcons could win out. The Bucs lose these next three. I'm not even going to talk like that. Bottom line is, man, the Buccaneers are in this thing. They're on the upswing. They're healthy. Devin White is playing. I know there was some thought that maybe he would never play again in a Bucs uniform. No, he's playing. And he's pissed and embarrassed and all that, that KJ Britt has played better than him. And he knows that. And so there you go. Okay. Bucs, you got a good kicker. You got a good punter. You're at home. It's Christmas Eve. Oh, what was the best? What was the best line of the day? Friday. Yeah. All right, so it is Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you. Todd Bowles, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want Santa Claus to bring you? Todd Bowles. Oh, I wrote it down. It was like, we want to win the next three games and then the three playoff games and win the last one. And that's all Todd Bowles wants for Christmas. Listen, guys, seriously, hope you have a great Christmas. Go to BillCurryFord.com, 0% financing deal, 72 months on new 2023 Ford F-150s. Go see Sean Sullivan. He will guide you through. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy the game. It doesn't get any better than this. Meaningful, 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 meaningful football. I'll talk to you next week on the biggest, baddest, best website in the world for Bucs news and information, JoeBucsFan.com.